Picture a winter night in 1899. Against the Colorado darkness, a massive wooden tower suddenly erupts with electrical firebolts, lightning 100 feet long, crackling into the sky, visible from miles away. Inside the laboratory, a thin man with piercing eyes calmly adjusts dials, orchestrating this symphony of artificial thunder. This wasn't special effects or movie magic. This was Nikola Tesla, and he was attempting something no one had dared before, to turn the entire planet into a wireless power station. Born during a lightning storm in 1856, Tesla seemed marked from birth to wrestle with electricity itself. His mother, though illiterate, possessed photographic memory and invented household tools by candlelight. His father, a priest, wanted Nikola to follow him into the church, but Tesla had other plans, plans that would literally illuminate the modern world. Yet despite inventing the electrical system powering our civilization, he died penniless in a New York hotel room, feeding pigeons and claiming he'd built a death ray. Tesla's childhood in rural Croatia blended inventive brilliance with psychological trauma. He built water wheels from corn stalks and created a motor powered by 16 live beetles until a visiting boy ate them. When his older brother Dane died after falling from a horse, 7-year-old Nikola felt his parents' love die with him. The trauma triggered blinding flashes of light, aversions to earrings and round objects, and out-of-body experiences. Yet from this chaos emerged an extraordinary gift. Tesla could visualize inventions in perfect three-dimensional detail, rotating them mentally, testing them, modifying them, all before building a single prototype. At the Polytechnic School in Graz, when Professor Poschel demonstrated a direct current motor, Tesla suggested alternating current could eliminate the spark-producing commutator. Poschel publicly humiliated him. "Mr. Tesla may do many things, but this he cannot accomplish." That dismissal became Tesla's obsession. Years later, during a sunset walk while reciting Goethe's Faust, the solution materialized, a rotating magnetic field using two circuits 90 degrees out of phase. Within 2 months, he'd mentally designed virtually every motor type that would later bear his name. Tesla arrived in America in 1884 with 4 cents and calculations for a flying machine. Edison's direct current system lit New York, but couldn't transmit power beyond a few miles. The contrast was stark. Edison, the folksy tinkerer, relying on trial and error, Tesla, the European aristocrat, armed with mathematical precision. Edison allegedly promised Tesla $50,000 to redesign his DC generators. Tesla delivered 24 new designs, working day and night, holidays not excepted. When he requested payment, Edison dismissed it as an American joke. Betrayed, Tesla quit. After a brutal winter as a ditch digger, Tesla found new backers and demonstrated his alternating current system. George Westinghouse purchased Tesla's patents for $255,000. Edison responded with vicious propaganda, funding public electrocutions of animals, including an elephant, to prove AC's dangers. He backed the electric chair using AC, hoping death's association would doom the technology. Despite Edison's campaign, Tesla's system prevailed. At the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, Westinghouse illuminated the entire exposition with AC power. Today, every outlet carries alternating current. Tesla won the war, but Edison won the history books, until recently. By the 1890s, Tesla had mastered what modern scientists often forget: science needs theater. His laboratory demonstrations transformed physics into spectacle. He'd charge his body with electricity, causing light to stream from his fingertips, illuminate rooms without wires, and run motors through his body's energy. TED Talks meets Cirque du Soleil, but with real danger and actual breakthroughs. His 1892 Royal Society lecture stunned the era's greatest minds. For 2 hours, Tesla demonstrated wireless lighting, phosphorescent tubes glowing in his hands, and devices transmitting power through air. He showed what appears to be the first radio tube and described a ruby laser configuration, 7 decades before lasers were invented. His celebrity circle included Mark Twain, architect Stanford White, and the Johnsons. The pinnacle came at Niagara Falls, where Westinghouse harnessed its power using Tesla's polyphase AC system. But at the celebration, Tesla shocked attendees by declaring his achievement already obsolete, announcing his next quest, wireless power transmission, a vision that would consume and ultimately destroy the rest of his career. In Colorado Springs, Tesla built a massive barn with a 200-foot aerial to prove Earth could conduct power wirelessly. Throughout summer 1899, he measured Earth's electrical pulse, confirming the planet had a resonant frequency. On July 4th, tracking over 10,000 lightning strikes, he discovered stationary waves, proof that electrical vibrations could travel through Earth itself, even after storms disappeared beyond the horizon. Then something stranger happened. Tesla detected unexplained signals, regular, seemingly intelligent patterns. Convinced he'd intercepted communications from Mars, he likely detected Marconi's wireless transmissions from Europe instead. Returning to New York, Tesla convinced J.P. Morgan to fund Wardenclyffe, a 187-foot tower on Long Island designed to transmit power globally. But when Tesla revealed his true intention wasn't communication, but free wireless power, Morgan balked. Why fund a system that couldn't be metered or monetized? By 1905, funding dried up. In 1917, the tower was demolished. Tesla's greatest dream became rubble. After Wardenclyffe's destruction, Tesla never recovered. He invented a revolutionary bladeless turbine, 10 times more efficient than contemporary engines, but without manufacturing resources, it remained unrealized. He moved between hotels, leaving unpaid bills. When the hotel governor Clinton demanded payment, he offered his death ray as collateral. Tesla maintained dignity through immaculate dress and annual birthday press conferences, where he made bold claims. Death beams destroying armies at 200 miles, cosmic rays traveling 50 times light speed. His strangest devotion was to pigeons. He spent his final years feeding them in Bryant Park, particularly attached to one white pigeon. "I loved that pigeon as a man loves a woman," he confessed. "When that pigeon died, something went out of my life." Tesla died on January 7, 1943, at 86, alone in his hotel New Yorker room. 2,000 mourners attended his funeral, where Mayor LaGuardia eulogized a man who'd powered the modern world, yet died with nothing. After Tesla's death, the FBI seized his papers, documents that remain partially classified. Professor John Trump declared nothing of military value existed, yet described Tesla's 1937 treatise on particle beam weapons. Evidence suggests Tesla built a working prototype for a Geneva peace conference. Today, Tesla's rehabilitation is complete. The Tesla became the unit of magnetic flux density. Statues stand at Niagara Falls and Croatia. Elon Musk named his electric car company after him, vehicles powered by induction motors using principles Tesla established over a century ago. Tesla represents imagination against impossible odds. He envisioned rotating magnetic fields when professors said it couldn't work, wireless power when the world marveled at light bulbs, renewable energy when coal was king. His tragedy wasn't personal failure, but societal loss, unrealized inventions that might have transformed our world. Tesla chose human welfare over patents, vision over profit. "The present is theirs," he observed. "The future, for which I have really worked, is mine." Every time you flip a light switch or drive an electric car, you're living in Tesla's future. Perhaps the greatest invention isn't a device, it's the audacity to imagine what others cannot, and the courage to pursue it despite a world that calls you mad.